This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been given the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month in which we have to reflect upon ourselves and also reflect upon some of the things that we have done. And it's a pit stop for us. Every single day we have pit stops, and the pit stop, the daily pit stop, to remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to return to Allah and the opportunity to repent to Allah. These daily pit stops are the five daily prayers. And then of course we have the weekly pit stop. And that weekly pit stop is the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah. And you have the yearly pit stop, which is Ramadan. And this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. And so it's a perfect opportunity for us to refuel ourselves. But what do we refuel ourselves with? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. O ye who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may achieve or acquire taqwa. And so the purpose of fasting is to acquire the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acquire to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Because when a person is fasting and you're making wudu, you put water in your mouth, why don't you swallow that water? Well, the reason why you do not swallow that water is because you know that Allah knows and Allah can see you at all times. That even if you were to swallow one small drop on purpose, your fast would not count. And so you don't do so. And you don't do so because you're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the same way with things that are prohibited, that which is haram, when you are confronted with sins, you might be alone or you might be with other people, you realize that, you know what, no matter where you are, Allah knows. And just like you did not swallow that water because you know that Allah knows and you have to make up your fast, well, the same way, you shouldn't commit those sins. And so fasting helps you to be conscious of Allah at all times. And that is why when a person wants to control his desires, one of the best ways to do so is to fast. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged the youth to fast. Why? Because it helps you be conscious of Allah. It helps you, it puts you in a state where you're always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they come to me and they say, Shaykh, you know, I've fasted and it seems like it doesn't work. Well, maybe because you're fasting just from food and drinks. The true fasting is to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And so when you're abstaining from food and drinks, just realize that it is a training, it's helping us to be conscious of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may acquire taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.